The works of Shakespeare are well known for their universality, and my guests tonight certainly give credence to that. In the studio with me are Jeff Groh, who is assistant director and teacher at the New School Montessori, as well as the former education director with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, and two New School students, Catherine Swift, fourth grader, and sixth grader Jack Gelia, all of whom were involved in a production of Macbeth. Catherine plays Lady Macbeth, and Jack plays Malcolm, with Jeff Groh directing the performances. This production of Macbeth is being done in connection with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's Project 38 Festival, featuring 38 events, April 15th through the 22nd. The New School Montessori is the only elementary school participating and perhaps the only touring elementary Shakespeare company in the country. Their Macbeth performance will be Friday, April 17th, at 12 noon at Memorial Hall. And I am delighted to welcome all of you to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
So, Jeff, if you would, tell us why you thought Shakespeare and middle school-aged children would be a good match and how you went about putting that into action.
Well, first, thanks again, Barbara, for having us. It's great to be here with these two wonderful performers and seeing them take this big play on. But this all started many years ago. I had a particular fondness for Shakespeare. I had an acting background and had performed at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and was teaching at the time at a Westside public Montessori school called Dater Montessori. And I think that my love for Shakespeare just kind of went into my teaching. And so I created an after-school program there, and we started doing some Shakespeare plays. For the past 7 years, I've been at the New School Montessori and brought that program along with me. And so what I have been surprised at and delighted with is just how fourth, fifth, and sixth graders can absorb the language without much prejudice going into it. I think when Shakespeare is introduced at a high school or even college level, there's a lot of years of prejudgment going on about what Shakespeare's language is like and how difficult and inaccessible it might be. But at a fourth, fifth, and sixth grade level, that prejudice isn't there, and they are able to dive right into it and are very good at speaking Elizabethan English and understanding the themes.
So there's a Shakespeare Club, and out of that, do you do a production each year?
We do. So we cycle three plays at the New School, Romeo and Juliet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, and Macbeth. And myself and colleague Laura Slanker have been through that cycle twice now, and this will be our second round of performing Macbeth.
Catherine, let's find out about Lady Macbeth. She's a very famous lady. Pretend, if you would, with me for a minute, that I know nothing about Lady Macbeth. How would you describe her? What are some of her characteristics?
I would probably describe her as sometimes very angry and other times going crazy about how she's telling Macbeth what to do all the time, and that she has persuaded Macbeth to kill his cousin so that she can become queen.
And what eventually happens? How does she end up feeling about what she accomplishes?
She starts out feeling good about it, and then she ends up going crazy because she is now feeling bad that she has persuaded Macbeth to kill him.
Jack, how about you? You have a character who's quite different from Lady Macbeth. You play Malcolm. Tell us what Malcolm's like.
Malcolm is very cool and composed, and he's able to make decisions when everyone else is panicking.
And he kind of comes and goes in the play, as I recall. So what is his goal? What does he eventually want to be?
He becomes king at the end, but unlike Macbeth, he doesn't want to become king or kill people to become king.
He's sort of the good guy in it all, isn't he? So tell me this, from studying and practicing this play, are there things that you think about in your everyday life? Are there truths that you've learned?
Well, one is that ambition can have a dark side. because if Macbeth had never met the witches, he probably wouldn't have ended up killing Duncan to become king.
Catherine, are there other themes that you think of in Macbeth that are important to you?
One of the themes that is important to me is, if you do something bad, can you really get away with it? Because when I was younger, I always thought that I would always feel good. But then when I grow up, I sometimes feel bad because I've done something. And so I can't really stop thinking about it. Even since I'm 9, when I was 1, I did something and I'm still thinking about it.
That's what happens to Lady Macbeth, isn't it? Yeah, I think we call that guilt. Jack, I'm guessing that there may be sets and props that are part of this presentation. So tell us about those, please.
We were lucky enough to have a set designed and made by a CCM graduate, and it features many quotes from Macbeth.
And then how about costumes?
Our costumes are made by one of the parents, and they are period tunics.
Jeff, if you would, tell us a bit more about this whole Shakespeare Festival, because you've been involved with the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company.
Sure. So Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, I believe last year, finished the canon, which is one of the few theaters in the country that have done so. So they've done all 38 plays on the stage, which is a remarkable accomplishment. And in order to celebrate that, they have decided to do something called Project 38. They've asked 38 schools within the area to put on some performance. It doesn't have to be a full-scale performance of one of the 38 plays. And we're honored to be a part of that project and also excited that we're the only elementary school doing it. So we will be performing down at Memorial Hall on April 17th at noon as a public performance for any school or individuals that would like to come. It'll be a remarkable experience. It's such a beautiful space for these young performers to do such a great show there, and such a, I think, weighty show as well. You typically see A Midsummer Night's Dream being done with 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, but not too often do you get a chance to see 4th, 5th, and 6th graders saying the lines of Macbeth, which is a real treat to see and hear. So we look forward to that. And then as a result of a generous donation by a Shakespeare enthusiast in town, a woman named Lib Stone, we're able to take this show on the road. And so we'll be performing at local schools throughout the city. And as a result of this, the Cincinnati Enquirer ended up doing a story on us written by Julie Engelbrecht. And she did some research. And unbeknownst to us, we might be the only children's touring Shakespeare ensemble in the country. So that was another little feather in the hat that we were all really proud of.
Yes, absolutely. So I have a question for you, which is, Jack and Catherine have spoken eloquently about some of the things they've learned as an adult directing students. Things you've learned in this process?
Yeah, I think the biggest sort of learning moment for me has been that no challenge is really too big for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders to tackle when it comes to understanding humans and human psychology and emotional makeup, that their insights have been a real eye-opener for me. And also to see certain phrases that you typically are seeing adult performers say have a different kind of weight to them when you see a 12-year-old, for instance, do Macbeth soliloquy, tomorrow, 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 creeps on in this petty pace to the last syllable of recorded time. And it's a moment of Macbeth kind of reflecting about life. And to hear a 12-year-old speak that is, I don't know, it takes on a different feel to it. So I've learned a lot by just watching them perform. And it's always a real treat to see it. So,
well, it's been delightful to talk with each of you tonight. And we'll look forward to this exciting project, your presentation of Macbeth. I want to thank you for being here and just let folks know that I've been talking with Jeff Groh and two students from the new school, Jack Gelia and Catherine Swift, about their presentation of Macbeth. The performance that is open to the public will be at Memorial Hall on Friday, the 17th of April, at noon, as a part of the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's Project 38 Festival, which runs April 15th through the 22nd. And important to note, admission is free to these events. For more information, you'll find a link at wvxu/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.